This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today with Steve Krause. It's almost as if he's the male version of the perils of Pauline. Every other 5 seconds, he's in more difficulty, real difficulty, during his recent past. And it's really quite a lesson in how the establishment doesn't go down easily. Steve, I want to thank you so much for doing the show and for your tenacity hanging in against the brutal beating they were dishing out.
Yeah, well, thank you, Larry. It's an honor to be here and be with your listeners today, and I appreciate your kind words. It has definitely been an ordeal, but I want to tell you that God has been very merciful through all of this, and if he brings you to it, he'll bring you through it, and I just have to give all praise and honor for him to help me have the tenacity to stand and fight in the midst of this onslaught.
Well, it clearly was something that I would agree with you. You wouldn't likely have been able to endure that, nor maybe even have wanted to, had it not been for an abiding faith that saw some things that were going on in the political system, and you decided that somebody had to step up if it was going to get any better, because it wasn't healing itself. And so the doctor really got buffeted around when he made this house call.
Go ahead.
Anyway, you got yourself in trouble by thinking that the political system might be improved and you were going to be willing to get involved. And in 2012, you ran against a rather well-known guy, Joe the Plumber. Although he beat you in the primary, he didn't go on to any other success after that.
That's correct. What I saw, and, just to give your listeners a little bit of a background, I joined the United States Air Force. I'm from Ohio, and I joined the Air Force when I turned 18 back in 1977. So I'm a Buckeye by birth, and back in 77, it wasn't the keenest thing after the Vietnam War to be a volunteer for the all-volunteer military. I served 11 years active duty and then another 7 years as a contractor. I was in avionics, electronics, and I traveled all around the world. I actually got an engineering degree. I was in the first Gulf War. I was in special forces for the Air Force down for special operations wing out of Herbert Field, Florida. So I'm a fighter. And what I saw in the onslaught of, 2006 when we lost the House, and then 2009 when President Barack Obama got elected, I saw the country taking a hard left, and I saw the American dream that my father and grandfather gave me, and that I wanted to leave for my children and grandchildren, evaporating before my eyes. So I decided to get involved in 2012, because the way Ohio goes is the way the White House goes. And this congressional district, the Congressional District 9, which I would say is the most gerrymandered district in the entire nation. It stretches all the way from Toledo, Ohio, to parts of Cleveland, Ohio, right along Lake Erie.
Let me just jump in. You introduced a phrase that I'd never heard before, but because of the serpentine nature of this extended district wrapping itself around Lake Erie, it was called the snake by the lake.
And I thought,
that is really good. And it was a snake in more ways than one.
Absolutely. But the way that the 9th district goes is the way Ohio goes 90% of the time. And it's been gerrymandered by the Republicans to be a very, very safe Democrat district. And they did this in 2012, pitting pitting, because we were losing congressional seats, so they were pitting Marcy Kaptur, who was the ninth congressional congresswoman out of Toledo, against Dennis Kucinich, who was the 10th congressional district out of Cleveland, and they combined those districts to pit those against each other so one would lose in the primary. Well, Joe the Plumber was the party pick, and he had his moment in fame when he asked Barack Obama those famous words, and Barack said, well, you know, I think it's good if we spread people's wealth around. Joe was the party favorite, and he was the party pick. But I didn't think he was that really good of a candidate, and I believed in, you know, marching towards the gunfire, that if we could go and break the back of the 9th Congressional District, we could disrupt Barack Obama's reelection in 2012. So that's why I threw my hat in the ring and I got involved in 2012 to run for Congress in the 9th Congressional District, because I'm a federal guy. I was tip of the spear when I was in Special Forces. So I'm ready to go attack, charge up that hill, take out that machine gun nest, do what's necessary so that we can, you know, have victory that day.
Well, it certainly turned out to be more than just running up the hill on an afternoon. you found out that maybe this was a trench war. This wasn't so much for guerrillas. It was an extended battle. Yet you lost to Joe the Plumber, but that wasn't the end of it, happily. You decided to keep up your efforts. So why don't you just take us through some of the things that happened next?
Okay, well, and just to talk about the 2012 real quick, what I learned is that the swamp isn't just in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
All swamp is local. And I found out that the local Republicans, I found something out real interesting when I got involved. All Republicans are not conservative.
Yeah, for sure.
And
welcome to my world.
right. And what was worse was, I went in there at my first local Erie County Republican, because I live in Erie County, Republican Central Committee meeting, and I told them I'm a hardcore conservative. I thought they would embrace me with open arms. Little did I know that I was basically signing my death warrant, and that these people were going to do everything on the Republican side to get rid of me. So,
even to having a Democrat win.
Yes, even to having a Democrat win, exactly. So in 2012, I ran for Congress, and I lost in the primary, but I only lost by 800 votes. Joe spent $132,000. I spent $11,000, and I came with an 843 votes of beating him. So then we moved on. I ran again in 2014. I was getting all my congressional petitions together, and I had my petitions, and I was ready to file them. And then the swamp, the party, the local party, and the party in Columbus, the Republican House caucus, came and approached me about running for office for state representative. And I told them no, I wasn't interested. I live in Sandusky, Ohio, which is vacation land, which is on the southern part of Lake Erie. It's Cedar Point, one of the largest amusement parks in the world, roller coaster capital of the world, vacation land. So the drive from here to Columbus is boring at best. It's about 2.5 hours. And I've never vacationed in Columbus, never went to Columbus, had no interest in going to Columbus. And so I told him no. I told him no twice. But the local swamp people, the local party chair and the past party chair and people in Columbus were asking me to run against the incumbent Democrat, 11-year incumbent, and also he happened to be the 10-year chairman of the Ohio Democrat Party, Chris Redfern. And I didn't really care about that. I mean, a lot of my friends said, well, don't do it, don't do it. He's the devil incarnate. He'll destroy you, and he's dirty politics all the way. But I didn't care about that. I'd been in the military. I'm used to danger, and I've been shot at several, you know, many times when I was in the Gulf War. So I was ready. ready to move forward.
There's the music. Yep. Let's talk about your determination to move forward. We're talking with Stephen Krause. By the way, he's the author of a book, and you can read about some of these incredible tales that you're about to hear in Checkmate. We're going to be right back and talk some more with Steve Krause.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Welcome back. Talking today with Steve Krause, a gentleman who has done his fair bit to draining the swamp, in this case in Ohio. And Steve, you were telling us as we went into the break about their inability to dissuade you that you determined you were going to keep on running. So why don't we pick up there?
Sure. So in 2014, I was running for Congress. And I had all my ballots, my petitions to run for that. And the swamp of Ohio wanted me to run against the chairman of the Ohio Democrat Party. Now, all my friends were telling me not to do it. It was basically a death sentence. And but I didn't care. He puts his pants on just like everybody else, so I wasn't scared of him. But a good friend of mine persuaded me to, Steve, this is your race. You should pray about this. So actually, that's what I did. And for a week and a half, I actually, and I say I prayed, Larry, but I really was arguing with God. Not that you'd ever done that, but I was arguing with them. Yeah. And then after a week and a half of this, I finally relented. I gave up, and I threw my petitions away. And in 3 days, I got enough signatures to get on the ballot for state rep. Now, God then revealed to me how significant this race was, because remember what I said about the 9th Congressional District being the snake on the lake from Toledo to Cleveland? Well, that's the congressional district, but the 89th State House District that I was now running for was smack dab in the middle of the 9th in Erie and Ottawa counties. So what happened was God had me run a race I didn't want to run against somebody that I didn't care about to do something I wasn't interested in, and then lo and behold, amidst all the dirty politics, the October surprises, all the lying and all the cheating and the stealing, on election night, a miracle happened, and I actually won. And I upset the Ohio apple cart. It shocked everybody.
It was interesting, if I remember correctly, for the longest time that night, you thought you'd lost, and then finally some votes came in from an important county, and you had won. It was like a roller coaster that you talked about in your area, the biggest one in the country or something.
Right. Well, nobody, a Republican had not held that seat in 44 years. I was the surprise child down there on election night. As a matter of fact, the chairman of the Ohio Republican Party at the time, Matt Borges, called me up and congratulated me because I defeated his nemesis, his opponent from the other side, Chris Redfern, and he labeled me the Dragon Slayer because I went up in front of, you know, and I slew the dragon. The big bad Chris Redfern went down in flames. And how bad his loss was, he lost two jobs that night. He lost his chairmanship and his state rep, which was about $230,000, almost $250,000 a year in income. So it was a big night for him, and he lost his mind. He actually had a meltdown on election night because he didn't see it coming. Actually, the party didn't help me very much. I just want to let you know that the swamp of Ohio, basically after they recruited me, they cut me loose because I was supposed to be the dog and pony show.
But they were very happy to have this guy, Chris Redfern, Democrat state party chairman, stay in position, stay in the state House of Representatives. And that, from what you've explained in your book, Checkmate, that willingness to accept went right on up to the governor. He kind of reminds me of a hound dog. He always looks like he's a little unhappy. But your Governor Kasich was in on the deal.
Listen, in front of the what I learned was like Dorothy at the Wizard of Oz. Remember when they pull the curtain back and they find out that the wizard is just a man? Well, I was able to pull the curtain back and find out that even though it appears that Republican and Democrats on TV aren't getting along, in the background, you know, and you've heard about smoke room deals being made, the Democrats and the Republicans are all in bed together, and there's been deals cut, and there was promises made. And from what I've been told and what I've put in my book that, you know, either everything that I was able to document, I documented. If I say it was rumored or alleged, it was rumored or alleged, but they come from great sources, that there was deals cut between Chris Redfern, the chairman of the Democrat Party, going all the way up to Governor Kasich, setting up Kasich for the 2016 presidential race.
And it helps explain why a guy like Kasich, who comes across as a quote-unquote moderate Republican, he didn't want controversial issues on his desk because he didn't want to have to deal with those during his presidential campaign. Of course, it turns out he didn't have that much to worry about.
Right. Yeah, even my friends in the legislature told me that he put the orders out that we want anything controversial coming across my desk while he's running for president. Doesn't want it. Because
he absolutely doesn't understand what Donald Trump showed, that the more you're out there and stirring up the pot and drawing attention to the things that concern the voters, that's when you're going to win. And Kasich's strategy was absolutely bound to lose.
Amen. No, you're right. That's exactly right. He did the exact opposite. He didn't want anything controversial. Donald Trump jumped right into the controversy. So here's what happened, Larry. When I did that, when I won in 2014, it was like a D-Day invasion. We landed on the beachhead. We took the Atlantic Wall, so to speak, and we broke their stronghold. And they still haven't recovered. Donald Trump won Erie and Ottawa counties in 2016 in the presidential. I mean, we turned them Republican red, and they're still Republican red today.
And that was one of the pleasant surprises of election night. Oh, hey, they are going to go Republican. There were a number of surprises, but that was certainly one of them.
Absolutely. And so the swamp does what the swamp does. And I'll use a quick analogy because I think your viewers will appreciate this. American politics is like the Super Bowl, and you have the same two teams playing every year. And we don't get to pick the teams. It's the Republicans and the Democrats. We get to sit in the cheerleading section. We get to sit up in the bleachers, and we get to pay our money, open our checkbooks. We get to rah, rah, rah. But we don't pick the players. The owners pick the players. And when you have a walk-on like Donald Trump, or you have a walk-on like Steve Krause, that gets in, and it happens once in a great while, once in a blue moon. What will happen is the owners will quickly co-opt that individual. They will make them either acquiesce to what the team needs are, what's right for the team, or they'll bench them. They'll get them out. Well, in my case, they did exactly to me what they're trying to do with Trump now with all this legal mumbo-jumbo. If they don't have something against you, they'll make it up. There was this fictitious, and it was slanderous, and it wasn't true, a complaint against me from April of 2014 concerning something I was doing as an auctioneer, and there was no proof in it. I actually, I'm an innocent man, wrongfully convicted, unjustly convicted, and I will get back to that in a minute.
Yeah, that's an important story, because while you're getting elected, you're also getting indicted. As I remember, you were 2-3 weeks into your new term in the Ohio State House, and oops, a little indictment there. How does that happen? Talking to Steve Krause about his book Checkmate, and we're going to be back and find out.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. documentation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Steve Krause, the author of Checkmate. It's got a good subtitle, One Man's Fight Against Political Corruption. And it was kind of one man's fight. You didn't have a whole lot of folks coming alongside of you. You were just taking incoming from about 360.
Yep, that's correct. The Republican Party is a circular firing squad. Very much so. And by the way, the book is available on Amazon, or you can go to a website of mine. Can I give that?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. www.buycheckmate.com. That's www.buycheckmate.com. And so here's what happened. Just like Trump was like a truth bomb dropped into Washington, D.C., he was a walk-on. He wasn't supposed to win. Up to 2 o'clock in the morning, they didn't want to announce that he won. My situation was the same. When I finally won it and they announced it at 10 o'clock, all hell broke loose in the Ohio House with all the deals that were cut for moving forward to the 2016 presidential race and what had been deals that had been put in place. So
they thought that they had eliminated all that troublesome competitive nonsense and things were going to be kind of smooth at the Ohio state level of politics, so they could focus on the really important race there for president and making the way clear for Governor Kasich. And your election was just, you know, it was a D-Day invasion or it was dropping the atom bomb on Japan. Take your pick. It really changed things around.
It did. And they haven't recovered from it. As a matter of fact, my book came out in February, and I'll tell you how timely it is. I'm fighting with people that are running for governor right now in my book. And I won't go into all those details because it'll take too long. But let me just say this. If you want to know how bad the swamp is, I mean, we look at Washington, D.C., and we say, well, I can't believe that. But what you got to understand is it's happening right here in your local counties. We're just not seeing it because nobody's reporting on it. Everything that's going on with Donald Trump, all the lying, all the corruption, all the breaking of the laws, I mean, the things that they're doing to try to get him indicted, to try to get him out of office, is everything on a smaller scale of what they did to me. If you're interested in Ohio politics, and if you're interested in the 2020 race, I mean, because the presidential race, Ohio's going to set up who wins the presidency in Donald Trump's reelection, and I believe he's going to get reelected, but this is how crucial it is. The swamp, now understand that the swamp is not happy when you're draining their habitat. They fight back.
Yes, all those alligators come moving pretty fast over to where you are.
That's right. That's right. And they're not going to go easy. They are going to fight you tooth and nail. Donald Trump is a fighter, and that's why we love him, and that's why he's there. I'm a fighter, too. So what happened was they came out with this October surprise that misfired. I actually took a lie detector test and passed it. It was a miracle. They couldn't get me indicted before the election, which is what they tried to do. It was just all dirty politics. And then when I won on election night, then it all became revenge. And even though the Democrats started it, it was actually the swamp Republicans of Ohio that took me out of office. And Larry, the thing the listeners really only need to know is they charged me with 3 felony counts. I was facing 8 to 10 years, but the state was willing to drop it all to diversion if I just would resign my state rep seat. Now, what the heck did that have to do with a supposedly burglary and theft that's what they were charging me? Why were they willing to give up 8 to 10 years, a prison term that they were threatening me with, if I just resigned my state seat?
They would have been able to fill it with one of their own toadies, I believe, is the way that works. And that didn't happen because you said, no, I'm sitting right here. Thanks very much.
I fought them tooth and nail. They finally, in a kangaroo court, in a very questionable trial, where the judge, the retired visiting judge, Dale Crawford, happened to be boat buddies with my defeated foe, Chris Redfern, from years earlier, and I don't know how that happened. Here I'll tell you how unbelievably mind-blowing this is. And you know how it says that a judge shouldn't have the appearance of impropriety? Shouldn't have the appearance. That means not even, nobody should even think that looks improper. The judge had my defeated opponent riding around, joyriding on the judge's boat, a nice sea ray. They both had similar boats, which were sea rays. 89 days before my trial, Chris Redfern is joyriding on the boat, tweeting selfies of himself on the judge's boat. And you don't think that's improper? That might be showing a little bias that the guy's on his $300,000 boat, and that's somehow okay, and this guy's judging me?
They obviously didn't think there would be any pushback, that they wouldn't get caught, and if they did, so what? They controlled just about every part of the system.
And that's exactly right. There's two sets of rules. There's the rule for us, and there's the rule for them. They don't obey the law. They punish us with the law. The law is a weapon for them, but they don't obey it. They don't follow it. They can skirt it, do whatever the heck they want. And that's the problem with the system today. That's the problem with the swamp today. That's the problem with these career politicians who reached this top pinnacle of incompetence, and they're listening to their own echo chamber bubble. They believe their own narcissistic BS, and they're not serving the will of the people anymore. They don't care about what's right and wrong, and they don't care about the people. The only thing they care about is their next election.
And sometimes they don't have that to worry about anymore. You gave Mr. Redfern a lesson in that, and He's probably not recovered from it yet. It's kind of like the Ohio male version of Hillary Clinton after her defeat. They may have to buy the same wine in truckload quantities.
But, you know, it's funny you say that because he's got a winery over there. So I guess he's got a lot of cheese with his wine.
Maybe he's sending the wine to Hillary.
That could be. Well, you know, after he lost, his big thing was waiting on Hillary, and Hillary was going to hire him for her campaign, and Hillary wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole because he was kryptonite. I mean, he was caustic now.
Mm-hmm.
But so they took me out of office, and I've been fighting the legal system here in Ohio for 3 going on 4 years now. I was successful last year, and as a pro se litigate, which means I represented myself, I was successful at the Ohio Supreme Court level.
And by the way, unless any attorney listening thinks that you were doing that because you were so full of yourself, you'd run out of money after you'd gone through 3 lawyers, so you had to go pro se.
That's right. That's right. They run you out of money. The system has unlimited resources, and obviously we as private citizens have finite resources, and they just run you out of money. So I had to do it as a pro se litigate, and I made Ohio history in April of 2017 when the Chief Justice of the Ohio Supreme Court, Maureen O'Connor, sided with me and removed Judge Crawford from my case. So that was a victory making Ohio history. But I know we're going to be short on time, so I want to go forward just a little bit. And the reason I'm running for Congress now in the 9th Congressional District, and I've got my book out, is because the timing is right. Marcy Kaptur, who is the Democrat congresswoman in the 9th District, they just celebrated her 35th year as the longest-serving congresswoman. Larry, that's nothing to celebrate. They should be embarrassed. I think she's been there 30 years too long. And this is how we're going to beat Marcy. And I want all your listeners to understand this. She voted against the tax cut. Now, my mom came to me in a very timid voice and said, Steve, I got an extra $60 in February, and I got an extra $60 in March. And she said, is that the tax cut? And I said, yes. She is on a teacher's pension. My dad was a 30-year school teacher. And she, is that it?
No. We're coming up on the break. I hardly heard the music myself. We got another segment to go. We're talking about Steve Krause's book, Checkmate, and the trials and tribulations of busting into the system when you get elected, in this case, to the State House of Representatives. We're going to be back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, in case you haven't figured it out by now, Steve Krause has been put through every conceivable torture to get him out of the Ohio political system. State Representative Krause has written a book called Checkmate, and we're talking about how the swamp has tried to suck him in and drown him in the environment that they so enjoy. Steve, let's continue. We've got a little bit of time left.
Okay. Well, it's really swamp political persecution is what it is. And that's what they're doing to Trump, and that's what they did to me. So I just wrap this up real quick. Marcy Kaptur voted against the tax cut.
And well, by the way, the Democrats say that that's the way they're going to campaign. That exactly. Nancy Pelosi has said, if you give me the gavel again, I'm going to raise your taxes. Hey, that's a real winner.
Right. Well, President Trump said it at CPAC. He said, look, he said, if Democrats get back in office, they're going to raise your tax. They're going to take away the tax cut and they're going to take your guns. Well, I'm here to tell you on North Coast, Ohio, the Democrats that I know that are supporting me right now, they like the tax cut. Ford's reopening a plant here locally. A transmission plant. They like the jobs coming back. The Union Democrats here like the tax cut. My mom got an extra $60 in her pension, monthly pension, and I trust her more. I trust the people of Ohio more to spend their money wisely than those yahoos in D.C. So, Marcy Kaptur.
Or Columbus.
So, Marcy Kaptur, keep your money grubbing hands out of my mom's pocketbook. Okay? The second thing is all the Democrats I know up here are gun owners, and they know this is a gun grab. So those two things, coupled with term limits and the fact that we want to end lifetime salaries, the Democrats are sick and tired. The ones that I know here locally, they're sick and tired of being lied to. Aren't you sick and tired of being lied to, Larry, by politicians?
Oh. Gets me out of bed.
Yeah. Isn't it refreshing that Trump says something and then he actually goes and does it or tries to do it? I mean, he's hitting a lot of roadblocks, but I'm very proud of what he has accomplished and what he has been able to do. So this blue wave that they talk about, it ain't coming. There's only a blue wave in their mind. The Democrats that I know, the Trump Democrats, are still right there, and they still support Donald Trump. And they're going to support
anybody. Well, there'll be a blue wave, and it'll be in San Francisco, Chicago, and New York City.
Right, right. That, there will be a wave there. You're correct.
No, anyway, go ahead.
No, so it's real simple. My book, Checkmate, One Man's Fight Against Political Corruption, basically rips the lid off of, and I didn't want to write that book either. God made me write this book. He sat me down. I feel like I was pulled through a keyhole, but it exposes the corruption. I name names, and it's caused quite a stir down in Columbus. And there's a lot of things going on with the resignation of Speaker Rosenberger down in the in the State House. And he's in the book. There's a chapters on pay to play and all that stuff. But the interesting thing is, Larry, my book's been out since February. And you know how many lawsuits I have against me? None. Zero.
No, they kind of shot that wad already. They were trying lawsuits included against you, criminal cases, and sometimes, and all of that failed. So I'm not sure how much ammo they would have left.
Well, they don't want to get me in a courtroom where I can get subpoena power, because I have all the new evidence that proves that their star witness, the prosecution witness, perjured herself and lied under oath. There were several perjuries. I've got new evidence that proves that the state withheld evidence, a Brady violation, but they don't want to let me have a hearing where any of this can come forward. Oh, and the most egregious thing I want you, and everybody needs to hear this, the special prosecutor in my case, I'll say this first. In Ohio now, the Constitution, the Ohio Constitution and the U.S. Constitution has become optional, because the special prosecutor in my case, who acted as a prosecutor, he went before a grand jury, sought indictments, he actually prosecuted me, never swore in. He was a private attorney. He never took an oath of office. So, Larry, which one of my constitutional rights were violated when he never swore or take an oath? I would say all of them. None of them were
the
protected.
Word kangaroo comes to mind when they talk about you in court.
Correct. And you know how you can tell this is egregious, because he was my third special prosecutor. Now the state has the fourth one out of Mike DeWine's office, the Attorney General Mike DeWine, and
the Republican Attorney General,
who happens to be running for governor. But when the state brought him in on October 6th of last year, the first thing the state did was swear him in. So they're saying that they need to be sworn in. But when I brought it up in my argument, my Attorney General Mike DeWine's office has said that the oath of office is not required by Ohio law for a special prosecutor, although it may be a best practice.
And they're going to lie anyway, is what he's saying. Don't swear in. We're going to lie.
But I thought the Ohio Constitution trumps Ohio Revised Code, and then I thought the U.S. Constitution, and both constitutions say that anyone elected or appointed needs to take an oath of office. So the oath is now optional. Oh, maybe we can take one, maybe we can't. Now, the reason this is important to me is because I'm an active duty Air Force. I swore an oath to defend, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, up to including giving my life. Giving my life. And you know, I did that for 11 years and then another 7 years as a contractor. Everybody that's a veteran, everybody who's served in the military takes the oath very seriously. And to have somebody of that, our top law enforcement officer of the state, take it so callous that, oh, well, it really doesn't matter. It's not a big deal. And then he further said, well, he took the oath when he passed the bar, so it's okay. And I'm thinking, what? You mean the guy took the oath 30 years ago, so he doesn't need to take an oath now, and that's your legal argument? If I use that kind of convoluted logic when I was in the military, I could have never – I worked on multimillion-dollar aircraft, and he had to be 100% right 100% of the time. If I use that kind of convoluted logic, no planes would have ever flown. None.
Steve, let me
never.
Just tell you that it's the same attitude everywhere. I was in the Virginia lower house, the House of Delegates, for a term. And the day I was sworn in, my arm, right arm, was in a cast. The day before, I slipped on the ice and cracked my elbow. So I raised my left hand to take the oath. After the ceremony, Three of my new colleagues congratulated me for, yeah, that's really good. That way it doesn't count.
Well, I just want to say again, I know the oath's important, even though it's not important in Ohio. I know it's important federally, because when the RNC convention was in Cleveland in 2016 and the Secret Service was in charge, we had over 800 cops from Ohio. 400 state troopers went into Cuyahoga County, and the first thing they did was they swore them all in. They made them take an oath in Cuyahoga County because they knew they were going to run security and there was going to be protesters and they might be involved in an incident. So my book is Checkmate, One Man's Fight Against Political Corruption. You can buy it on Amazon. Actually, I have some very nice reviews, and I appreciate you, Larry, so much for allowing me on the show. You can go to www.buycheckmate.com. It's everybody who reads the book says it's amazing, and it's my first time ever writing something, so I give all glory to God, because I certainly didn't want to do it. You know,
it's like a soap opera. It's just, you can't believe how bad it's going to get next.
Right. Well, I when I used to tell my story, Larry, I didn't believe it. And you know how we met? We met at, you were speaking in Cleveland, and yes. I came up to you, and I presented you a book, and you said you would read it, and I really appreciate you reading it, because it's an eye-opener, isn't it?
Oh, well, in some ways. I mean, I've seen this movie before, of course, but to have it this detailed and to have them so flagrantly violating the law and the Constitution, it's as if when they come in to take their oath of office, they have their right hand raised and their left hand with an extended digit, shall we say.
They got their fingers crossed behind their back.
Well, that would be another way to put it. I was thinking of something a little different. But, yeah, you're there.
Oh, man. Oh, gee. So when Marcy Kaptur – oh, so here's what's going to happen. On May 8th, I'm going to win the primary. On May 9th or 10th, somebody's going to figure out that there's a felon running against the longest-serving congresswoman in the House. Then my book will go national.
Well, I hope you go national, and that would be your trip to Washington. I look
Absolutely.
Forward to being there the day you get sworn in. Unhappily, Absolutely. We have run the clock. Steve Krause, God bless you. Thanks so much for what you're doing.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.